You're listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network, now the largest new media platform on the web and your number one source for after-show entertainment. At the AfterBuzz Studios in Los Angeles, California, and streaming live on Ustream, this is AfterBuzz TV for 90210. We'll break down tonight's episode and get you all the latest 90210 news and gossip. If you'd like to buzz in on tonight's show, you can buzz us at 424-256-1729. That's 424-256-1729. And now, picking up where the show leaves off and the buzz continues, it's AfterBuzz TV for 90210.
Hello! How are you guys doing? It's your girl, Nicolette Gaona, here hosting 90210. What's up, y'all? I'm with my fabulous co-host, like always.
Fancy Tracy, how you guys doing?
So this was the most interesting episode. Well, I mean, there's been a bunch, but this was in Vegas. So, yes, of course, it's going to be juicy. And yeah, so I just want to get into it with Liam. How come Liam ends up being this fabulous celebrity? Like, what's tea? And he's like sitting there in line, like they're like, oh, like celebrities aren't supposed to wait. Like, I'm sorry, first off, like, is it really like that? I mean,
I don't know. I'm not a celebrity, so I don't know. I mean, I feel like me and you go places and it is like that.
Okay.
But I mean, for guys, it's just like, wow.
I know. Like, she was just like, why are you waiting in line? Like,
oh, they can come too.
It's like, and then they're okay. All like, okay, like, yeah, like, Liam's a celebrity. What's up?
Yeah.
So this whole episode is like totally about Liam being a celebrity, basically. I mean, mm-hmm. He bought what? The hotel. He went to. The funniest thing was at the pool party when Vinny from Jersey Shore does a little side. What is it called?
Cameo.
Mm-hmm. He came in and, you know, I thought it was pretty interesting, you know, at the pool party. You know, he's definitely being himself, I feel.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. A little bit more mellow. It was kind of like, Vinny,
it was
you're a little bit
definitely
more
TV like, hey, guys, how are y'all doing? Instead of like, what up?
Yeah, if it was talking like Paul or something, he'd have been like, what up? Paul is good.
Yes. No.
You know?
And I definitely thought, you know, what did you think of his acting skills, 1 to 10?
I mean, he didn't have to act too much since he was being himself. Yeah. But I feel like when I thought he was so cute acting. It was adorable. Like, yeah, you're celeb. You know, it's private. Come with me. It was kind of cute.
Right. I mean, that was the crazy thing, you know, inviting him to, like, this private, like, gambling place. And, like, Liam's like, well, I'm not even 21. Mm-hmm. Which, by the way, has all this money and wants to go gamble. Which he does, as we all know. Mm-hmm. He gets in there. He loses $80,000.
A 20-year-old with $80,000, only a 20-year-old would go gamble it and lose it.
I mean, that's just insane amount of money to even gamble with. Like, okay, $300, I understand. Okay, mm-hmm. Go right ahead. $80,000?
I think that celebrity thing got to him. Only a celebrity can go in there, like a real one,
and
gamble
that. And you have to
put
down $10,000. You know, so he just kept on putting in $10,000, $80,000. I mean, luckily, you know, he made it half back, so
yeah.
$40,000. But still, 40,000 gone after that.
He's learned his lesson. I mean, if he didn't do it, then
talk about a gambling problem. He needs to go talk to Dixon about that.
Oh no, they'll go talk about it over a gambling table.
It was ridiculous, but luckily, I mean, Vinny was nice at the end. It was just like
that was
no.
So nice of Vinny.
Because he definitely could have like won that. He was just like, nah.
I'm sure he's like, you know, I get so much Jersey money. I'm gonna let you just get this.
I know, right? Let's just be real. Yeah. Come on, let a little model get his money, okay? So, yeah, he was definitely getting the celebrity treatment the whole time.
It was funny that Vinny even recognized him. It's like, come on. That was so stupid. The girl can recognize him fine. You probably look at models. But for Vinny to look and be like, oh, I like your body.
Oh, my God, that's right. He was like, what did he say? Like, he's man, like, I like your abs. He's like, I wish I need abs like that.
Yeah.
Like that.
I'm like, is that okay in the guy straight code world?
Right.
I don't know. Okay.
I mean, he's like, yeah, I wanted abs like that for a while. Like, At the same time, just be like, okay. Like,
I mean, you can be okay, but you're like, okay, you're Vinny. I'll take it. It's cool. Yeah, right. You're still Vinny, so fine. If it was a regular guy, he'd be like, what are you talking about? You want abs like that, you know?
Oh, that's true. And like, he didn't even say, like, in a flirtatious way.
No, yeah, like, hey. Definitely in a complimentary way, which is
And I bet
cute.
You, like, he felt comfortable with it. I mean, obviously, telling Pauly D, like, they're bros, you know what I'm saying? So I'm sure he didn't mind complimenting
another
guy. I like
Vinny because he can be, you know, he can have a bromance and still be straight.
Oh, totally. It's cute. He's so cute.
Yeah.
So it was funny at the pool party. Liam was supposed to watch Naveed's man purse, and definitely, obviously, I mean, come on, like that's gonna be stolen regardless.
Yeah, I saw that coming as soon as it got into his hands. I'm like, okay,
yeah, and I'm like, why bring that down to the pool? Like, you said that too. Like, if you have something important, leave it in the hotel room. Like, you do not have to take it to the pool area because we all know, do not leave your valuables at the pool. Someone will snatch it up. I mean, if people snatch. You know, steal phones, everything like that, they're gonna do it at a pool because no one's paying attention.
Exactly.
So that was stupid on his part. And, you know, the whole purse thing was at the beginning, you know, his uncle wanted him to bring like this valuable thing. Mm-hmm. And he really thought that, you know, he got his uncle this time and invited, I believe it's Kat.
I don't know. She seems like a
cop.
Cat.
Yeah. Well, it got a little bit spicy when she came to Vegas. They were trying to, catch his uncle, ends up being a pair of stockings.
His uncle's definitely a tester, and I was like, wow, okay.
But it was good that they caught him when he said, he's like, you know, next time it's definitely not gonna be.
It's not enough though, because it takes a lot for the cop to come out there. It takes a lot for wiring, and you put your life at risk already. And he was hoping that this time he puts his life at risk, it'll be the only time. But now he has to do it again. He has to keep lying to Silver. He has to keep being, having anxiety until it's all done.
Which, to me, like, it was weird. Like, I feel like him and Summer didn't really care that they weren't together. Like, they're just like, oh, hi, like,
maybe that's just the more mature Silver. It's kind of stupid because, I mean, I thought the older Silver would be, like, still acting like, what's going on,
Right.
But now she's just kind of, like, over it because she's so worried about
other things. Especially when she walked into his room and he's with that cat girl. And I just thought, that's just, I don't get it.
I think Silver's just tired.
What was that anyways? Like, why was she all up on him? Like, what was the cover up for?
Because there was a knock on the door and she was kind of like, it could be.
Who?
It could be, like, you know, a drug person or whatever. Because obviously the uncle knows that he's in Vegas and it could send some guys. So,
I mean, I guess. I just thought that was all stupid.
Well, yeah, she didn't have to put a list on him. She could have been, like, on his neck. She could have just hugged him.
Yeah!
She did not have to kiss him. That definitely was doing too much. But, yeah. Silver handled it really. She handled
lady
it well.
Cop.
Yeah.
The lady cop. So,
lady cop. Mrs. Officer.
Mrs. Officer. Woo-wee. You know that one song?
Yeah.
Oh, God, I love that song. So, that was a problem for Silver. Talk about girl problems, all right? Annie has one of the major girl problems.
Yeah.
Calls Patrick, right? It's Patrick. Confirm? Patrick? Sure.
I just call him Sugar, you know?
Sugar Daddy?
Yeah.
Okay, well.
And now he officially is, but yeah, go on.
Oh, right. Okay, so she, you know, is calling him, figuring out that he's in Vegas. And it's just like, you know, oh, I miss you. Like, what would you do if we were closer? And all of a sudden, she walks in and another girl gets on his lap. Like, honestly, if I was her, girl, I would have gone Kentucky on her. Like, I'd have been walking up to think, what the hell are you doing? Blah, blah, blah. Like, going into space.
You would have gone up to who?
Patrick.
Oh, you said I would have gone up to her. I'm like,
well, I would have gone up to her, too. Like,
why?
Bitch, I would have. Okay, I would have picked her.
Why do females always go to the females?
No, just to get her off. Then I was
about to.
You know what I'm saying? You got to get the bitch off first. Hell yeah. You got to go for her first. And then you go after your man. Like, okay, once she's off, because, I mean, what you going to do? She's still going to be on. I mean, you talking
you
to
you can't
dude?
Talk while.
Yeah, you got to take her off first.
Yeah, definitely. I would have been so hurt if I found, oh, my God, that'd be so sad.
Been there, done that.
Oh, sorry. Well, I don't have personal experience like that. Thankfully, I've had luck, and no guy should try to change that luck. But yeah, that really
it is
sucks.
Cray. Yeah. So she was just totally walked away, which I think was wrong. We needed some more drama in there, girl. You need to get in there. You need to get some girl, rip some girl's hair out. You needed to have a cat fight, Annie, because you know what? You need to stop being nice.
Well, I don't think he was worth it to her. If it was Liam, like, she got upset when Liam was with Jane.
True.
Like, you have to be worth it to someone to, like,
He wasn't worth it. He's an old man. Like, let's just be real.
Yeah.
She can do something.
And they
better.
Haven't been knowing each other that long. It's not like a high school history that her and Liam had or anything like that. So.
Yeah.
I wouldn't have done it for someone I'm just dating.
Well, she's definitely
going to
use him.
Yeah.
We see that at the end of the day. Yeah. So, girl problems. I feel like this whole episode was about girl problems. Yes. I mean, then it goes to Naomi, which I thought was real cute. You know, she basically was there. She went to Vegas for Austin. Mm-hmm. All right. Because it was Austin's birthday, which I think was super cute, even though she was really trying to see what he's doing. She is so sneaky.
She's too sneaky.
She really is. You know, so she went there, and when they first, like, met up, like, Austin was like, what the hell are you doing here? We both thought he was just being a total a-hole, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that, like, was rude.
We were just like, what is going on with this Austin guy? Like, I was kind of like, oh, well, maybe he isn't good for her. But at the end of the day, it had to do with his father, which... played Billy Ray Cyrus.
Random.
What is T?
I don't know. That was so random. I'm like, okay, so he gets a job, first job in a year.
Yeah, I mean, it was that Cyrus one on Disney, right? Or something like that. Yeah, anyway, well, regardless, I mean, he was supposed to be a country, like, the most famous country rock person. I just, like, laugh at that because I'm just like, it's Billy Ray. Let's just be real. I mean...
Well, I mean, he finally gets to play the role that he wants to be. So thank you, 90210.
Oh, yeah. Thank you. Clap for that one.
You know, a lot of people get to play the role. So.
Yes. And he ends up being a total, I mean, total prick. Like,
biggest
so into himself.
Yeah.
You know, Naomi, the whole time she was like trying to get into the birthday party, which was really funny. Naomi would do that. Dress up as Marilyn Monroe. Like, it is not that serious,
everything
girl.
Everything is that serious to her. Like, she would take everything seriously.
How did she get that beat? In Marilyn Monroe. And first off, how did that outfit fit her? Did you see the size of the first Marilyn Monroe?
Yeah, that's called TV. Let's just leave that little detail out of it because that's just TV.
But I had to just bring that out there because she could not simply prop up that wig, okay, strictly
it
on.
It was a nice looking
wig. I would have looked like a hot mess if I was coming in and putting on that Marilyn Monroe.
In like how many minutes, you know? Like that
right.
was crazy. And you have time to pay her, get the outfit, the makeup, everything. The shoes, how the shoes fit. You know, everything was just kind of like, whatever. But that's TV.
I mean, but that's definitely Naomi. She finds a way somehow to get her shine in front of her man, which ends up...
That's singing. Oh, God, Naomi.
I felt so bad for her.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday
to you. Ha-ha. Happy birthday. It was the corniest scene I've ever seen ever. But it was like, wow, corny cute.
You know, I would probably... Actually... We're kind of going off subject, but there was this one time. just, you know, good New Year's Eve. You know how New Year's Eve can be. Well, I remember I started singing, and I just started singing, like, to this random dude, right? Because I was, like, totally, like, thought he was so hot. And so I was just, like, Jay Holiday. Okay, I was singing Jay Holiday. Totally made a fool out of myself because I was literally singing all the words, not even know what was going on, just totally went there. So I was there with her, but I was not sober. So
yeah, that's different. That's different.
That.
It's harder to do when you're sober, and it's more funny because it's like, this is really you. So
yeah, so it was a hot mess for me, and I guess I would do something like that, but I learned after that one. So we're just gonna leave it at that. Also, let's see here. What else did I have for him? Okay, so you know how he ends up coming back with his dad and she thinks that the fake Billy Ray Cyrus, whatever his name is, she goes up to him, cusses him out, which do you agree that Austin should have got mad about that?
I mean, I feel like I see where Austin's coming from and then I see the other side that he didn't see. It's like he's probably been the little wuss son that Billy has always had and it's like he's waiting for his moment to be like, screw you, like, you're the worst dad ever. And then she kind of just took that in a second. I don't think Billy's ever heard anyone, you know, everyone tell him, like, you suck. And she was the first person he was pissed off, like, you took what I was going to do. But she didn't know that he's been waiting for him.
Right.
And, you know, so it wasn't her fault. He shouldn't be mad at her, like, that much, you know?
I know, that was kind of ridiculous.
Yeah.
I kind of feel for Naomi.
I feel for her, and I feel for him, too. I mean, look at the situation he's in. Look at his father. Like, that must really suck.
Father is such a...
And for him cocky as hell, Austin, to keep his famous dad a secret shows how much he's insecure about his dad, how much he doesn't like him. So
right.
It's a bad situation, yeah.
Yeah, and I'm just going to rewind real quick because I skipped Silver. I mean, she didn't have that big of a role. But I just feel like she's too nice. Mm-hmm. Like, she's definitely too nice. Like, you're on vacation. Come on. Like, you are not going to want to freaking work on vacation. And that just really was annoying me. I just had to point that out because I'm just like, girl, yeah, you cannot be that nice.
Yeah. And it's like, she's not even getting paid to do that.
Right.
Really,
I'm like, girl, like,
you're just helping this person because you just like to help everyone. It's like, you have to help yourself.
And like, that the whole time I was just like, oh my gosh, she really about to take that call and she is really about to do the work. I'm just like, come on. You are in Vegas. Like, yeah. Let's just be real.
Yeah, you that's know? Horrible. I mean,
do you have any good Vegas stories?
Well, I've only been to Vegas one time. Wah, I'm boring. And I went with my whole family, all six siblings and my two parents. And all we did was get in the car. We drove down the strip, drove back, left the hotels, went to our room, and went back to LA the next morning. We saw Vegas in the most boring way in the world. But next time
that was the most amazing.
It was boring.
Story.
But I was really young. I was like 13. So I'm like, okay, this is cool. But sense. I mean, we literally just got in our car and drove 4 hours to drive again and look at hotels.
Yeah, I mean, my favorite part really is just the hotels. I mean, the hotels in Vegas are amazing.
Yeah, so it was a nice view. It was like a museum from my car. And I was like, okay, cool.
Honestly, like, I think the best time is in the hotels in Vegas because you don't want to be out there. It's sweaty. It's hot. Yeah. I mean, unless you're by the pool, you know, but at the end of the day, like, you do not want to be outside. Can't even. I was like, last time I was in Vegas, I was walking the strip. All of a sudden, I can't even feel my throat because I'm so thirsty. I'm like, what the heck? Like, how is this fun? How is this enjoyable? Your feet
it's
end
only
up hurting.
Fun you're supposed to be in the club. You're supposed to be in the hotel.
Well, I wasn't.
Yeah.
And I regret that because I was dying of heat. Mm-hmm. I was literally about to be dehydrated.
So we both have bad Vegas experience. Hopefully,
you know,
we can
make
a good one.
If anybody else has a better one, please let us know because obviously,
I had a great
one.
Vegas.
Okay,
trip.
What's yours?
Okay, what's yours?
DJ Jesse.
I went when I was younger, and actually it was really amazing. I went with my parents. They took me to see Celine Dion. We saw Gloria Estefan. It was for my cousin's wedding, and I was obviously too young to do anything, but I saw those concerts, and I was never a Celine Dion fan until I saw her live.
Really?
Amazing.
That is true, though. Vegas does have great shows. I mean, they have the Jabberwockies.
Yeah.
Shout out to y'all.
Hey, Jabberwockies.
I'm so mad at you guys. But then
anyway,
I went for my birthday this past
thanks for the
invite. About a month ago. I didn't even know you.
I know, I'm just kidding.
Where was my present? I went for my
right
birthday.
Right here, hold on.
I went for my kidding. Birthday. Somebody actually treated me. We took me out there and I had the best time ever. And it was actually a big weekend. It was Labor Day weekend.
Oh, yeah, that was
so
probably
a great time. So there were
tons
of parties.
Time.
We went to, like, the pool parties, and I was just like, I'm not that type of a person.
Right.
So I was over it. Mm-hmm. And like you said, the best time was actually
the hotel, right?
And it wasn't even, like, we went inside some of the nicer hotels, but the best hotel I had so
Bellagio?
Much fun in.
Venetian?
No.
Venetian?
No, Circus?
No.
Venetian?
No, it's even, like, tackier than all of those.
Motel 6?
Hooters has a casino and a hotel.
Pause.
Hooters? Like, Hooters. Where they sell chicken wings
like,
and
chicken
stuff?
Wings, Hooters.
I do love Hooters, though. They have the best chicken
wings, they have
girl.
The best, they but have I didn't know they had a hotel.
They have a hotel, and I got to give Hooters credit. Like, look, it was a pretty nice hotel.
Oh, good for them.
But the casino was so much fun. It was just like in a convenient place. We just found ourselves there all the time.
yeah.
But the best part of Vegas beyond the hotels is the buffets.
Oh, tell me about it.
Are you kidding me? MGM and Wynn Hotel are ridiculous.
I'm gonna write that down.
Write
that
down, ladies and gentlemen.
Take notes, everyone.
MGM and the Wynn Hotel have the craziest buffets I have ever witnessed, seen. I couldn't believe what I was
eating.
Looking at. No.
Well, next time we go to Vegas, we're going with
we're
you.
Yeah.
I mean, like,
let's
literally, I was like, I'd rather not go to a club. Let's just save our money and go to a buffet for breakfast, lunch, and freaking dinner. It's expensive.
Yeah.
But it's so worth it, right?
I mean, like, they have gourmet chefs cooking the seafood, and he's a seafood chef. Then they have someone, Asian chef, cooking Asian food, and a French chef, Italian chef. And then they have, like, caterers for dessert, creating these little delicate little.
Don't get me started. I love food. All
right, sorry. We're getting off
subject.
Yeah,
we're totally getting off.
Back to 902&0.
But this is not even off subject because Vegas is definitely known for their wedding chapels. So getting into the wedding chapels, we did have a nice little wedding on 902&0.
Yes.
With Teddy and Shane, which I thought was super cute. I mean, that just needed to happen, which was totally random because, I mean, at the end of the day, like, they were kind of into each other, but I did not know they were trying to get that marriage, you know, happening.
Yeah.
So they get in there. It was really cute, you know. I thought it was sweet of Silver to be there for him and be like, you know what, at least experience it to see what it would be like. And Shane, his boo thing, took it like a champ, really cute. And I thought it was really nice that all the friends were there. And Teddy got, you know, his little thing in.
That was so cute.
It was really cute. They looked really cute together. And
that was a great
happy thing
that Silver did for Teddy. You know, that's a really good friend. She's been the best friend to him throughout this whole gay experience.
Yes.
And it's like, I really would like to have Silver as a friend.
Especially that they dated, which I think is so funny.
Oh my God, I forgot they dated. Sometimes I forget, like, they've all, like, dated each other.
I feel like they have. And it's
they
really
have
fun.
All
I just,
dated each other.
I don't know what I would do, like, if my boyfriend ended up being. Actually, if I would. I don't know.
Our girl circle, we just cannot be having the same boyfriends.
No, I'm not talking about that. I'm just saying, you know, what if my boyfriend ended up being gay?
Oh.
Like, I mean, I don't know if I would be like, well, was that not
good
enough?
You mean your
ex-boyfriend,
though?
Well, yeah, ex-boyfriend being gay. Well, regardless, you dated him.
Yeah.
And now he's gay. I mean, I guess I would be understanding, but I'd be like, was that not good enough? Like, you know, is that why you broke up with me? Like, I don't know.
I don't know.
I guess I really wouldn't want to know, but at the end of the day, I'd just be like, whatever.
I'd be like, whatever.
Okay.
Anyway.
Guess that wasn't a big deal to Tracy. Whatever.
Yeah.
We're just going to top it all off with the whole Dixon situation. He definitely has a drug problem. Adriana.
Yeah. Did you see the way he was looking at the concierge? Like, damn.
You can get anything you want.
You would think he's looking at her because she's fine, but he was like, oh my gosh, she has the key to the drugs.
The drugs. The drugs.
The drugs. But yeah, oh God, that's so sad. He is definitely addicted.
You know, and it's like you think Adriana is helping. She is so not helping. She just wants Dixon in general.
She's taking advantage of him, definitely, because she knows how she was in her drug state of mind. And if any guy came along that time, she would have given in too.
Right.
Like, you can't get someone when they're that vulnerable and weak. That's not cool.
Exactly. And like, she walks in there and he's obviously doing coke and she's just like, what are you doing? Like, ooh. And then they get it on. I can't even believe it. I can't even. I just
really
can't
upset
even.
that they're hooking up now. It's like, ugh.
Like,
so
I
wrong.
Never saw that coming at
yeah,
all.
Yeah, we did. We've
no,
been
I'm saying
that
from past
in-
seasons, like, I never would have even thought that happened. But now they're, like, both into music. They both are doing drugs. So
yeah.
I guess they do have something a little bit in common
I
that
guess.
Can draw them together.
But the thing is, he shouldn't have a con with her because she's a hot mess. She fell off the
right.
mat.
Well, obviously, when Annie walks in on them, like, Annie gave her a piece of her own medicine. And then, which threw me off. Like, Dixon's like, oh, no, Adriana, like, you can say. I'm just like, okay, no, this is your sister.
Yeah.
Let her leave. It's not that serious. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Definitely family
You
first.
Have a problem. You need to talk it out with your sister because, obviously, at the end of the day, she's
about to
help you
out. And I
wasn't
mad that Adriana was like, well, I was there for him. Yeah, because you knew.
Yeah, and you
didn't
say
know.
Anything.
Exactly. So if you're really there
if
for
one,
him, you would tell me I'm his sister, I live with him or whatever, and
exactly.
I can help him more. Like, you
they,
just, yeah, selfishly being there for him because you wanted to help him yourself because you knew you can take advantage.
Right.
You
so have, this whole, like, episode, I mean, was definitely crazy. Like, there was definitely high points, low points. I mean, stuff that I don't even know what's about to happen in the next episodes.
Yeah.
So, I mean, do you have any last comments about the episode at all?
I mean, I just feel like there's so much stuff. Any show or reality show that goes to Vegas, it's amazing things. And I just feel like me, you, and our girls have to go to Vegas.
Oh, we do. Definitely. Well, we're going to go to commercial break. When we get back, we have a little bit of news and gossip for y'all. More gossip than news.
The biggest new media platform on the web just got bigger. More bandwidth, smoother streaming, lightning fast downloads.
And get technical with me.
AfterBuzz TV is making the jump to hyperspace. Join the fun at your number one source for after-show entertainment.
Look at the size of that thing.
AfterBuzz TV.
Yeah, I wish we had some music right now
know,
to feel like we're in Vegas.
I know.
Waking up in Vegas.
Get up and put your
mouth. Oh, yeah, when your mouth is.
That's what you get for waking up in Vegas.
Don't we just love some Katy Perry?
Yes, Katy girl.
We are here and we're about to do some news and gossip. We have Fancy Tracy giving you some juicy gossip. Let's hear it.
All right, so Annalyn McCord, they are filming the next season, so the fifth season's being filmed, and during the season, she had two wardrobe malfunctions. Like, I can't speak now. And, you know, her stuff was coming off and hanging, but she was cheerful about it. Everyone got to see, and she was like, cool. So Annalyn has a good, she has a good
That's
personality.
That's not surprising. She
it's
does
not surprising.
A lot of
you know, it happens scenes. On set. And she's also been telling people to pay more attention to Austin. I don't know the character's name.
Yes,
but
it is Austin.
His name is Austin.
Yeah.
Well, in real life.
Oh, really?
Yeah. No, I'm saying, like, you said his name was Austin in real life. No, it's not.
No. Well, his Austin is the character.
Yeah. Anyway, she wants people to, like, follow him on Twitter and stuff. So everybody go ahead and follow Austin on Twitter. Like, I will help Annalyn out. That's what she wants. And we have two interesting things. Dixon and Adriana, which is Tristan and Jessica. Not only are they hooking up on the show, but they both have something in common. They're both doing music. So Tristan's now a rapper, and he's trying to get his music out there, and Jessica's
a
singer.
So everyone listen up.
Yes, Tristan has a new album, and it's called Remember, Remember, and he actually goes by the name of Mac Miller. So if you can't find Tristan Wild for the music, it's because his artist name is Mac Miller, and it's pretty interesting. I mean, it's good.
Tristan Wild?
Tristan Wild, yeah.
Black Tristan Wild is going under
Yes, Mac Miller is his name.
Isn't Mac Miller a white rapper?
It is, so it is difficult to find.
Wait, so he's going under Mac Miller too?
Yeah.
Like, he's aware that there's a popular Mac Miller already?
I don't know. I mean, he goes by Mac regardless if, you know, on a personal, like, he honestly goes by Mac. So Mac Miller is his artist name, and the name of the album is called Remember, Remember, and it's on iTunes, and all his cast members have seen it and have listened to it. And Ivy, which is Jillian Zinsser, she loves this album, and she was tweeting about it, everyone she listened to it. So, I mean, yeah, they're both doing music.
Shout out to Tristan. Shout out to Jessica.
Yes, Jessica just celebrated her birthday in Vegas, and she turned 23. She's so young. And, yeah, so it looks like everyone's, you know, supporting each other in the cast and their projects, and it's
That's
good
awesome.
To see that.
I'm sure they're
yeah.
really, really close and happy Definitely. To help yeah. each other out. Well, thank you so much for your news and
yes.
gossip. That was juicy. Let's get into predictions, everyone.
Now, you're After Buzz TV.
Predictions.
Oh, yeah. In and out. Just kidding. Awkward. We are getting into predictions now. I mean, next week, there wasn't too many, like, things to predict. I mean, except for yeah. Annie and her man. Obviously,
oh, yeah.
she's definitely using him for his money to help Dixon out. Mm-hmm. So we can definitely predict more of Patrick, Sugar Daddy, mm-hmm. coming up in the next episode. Hopefully, Naveed figures out what his uncle is doing.
Definitely.
And, I mean, do you have any predictions? I mean,
I predict that cop is definitely going to try to use this opportunity to try to get with Naveed, because I think now that she knows that he has money, he is a Swarovski or whatever, like, she's gonna be like, I'm trying to get where this money is, and
right,
she's bad.
But actually yeah. I totally forgot the most juiciest thing that's gonna happen next week is that Teddy's video
yes.
from the wedding is about to go on air. I mean, that's about to be cray cray.
Yeah, that's gonna be scandalous. Like, I feel
and
so
poor
bad.
Silver, I mean. And that was, okay, that was her being a workaholic. She sent it to the homegirl,
yeah.
president or whatever her name
Brandy.
Is. Brandy. Okay, she sent it to Brandy. And she's definitely going to use that next episode. So I'm really kind of freaking
yeah,
out.
Yeah, I feel bad for Teddy. Well, we'll see what happens. Hopefully it's nothing too bad. So.
Yeah, so not many predictions. I mean, sometimes we can kind of already feel like what's going to happen.
Yeah.
So we'll see next week and stay tuned for the next shows.
Thanks
and
for watching,
watch us next
guys.
Week. Thank you so much.
Make sure you follow us on Twitter at FancyTracy.
And Nicolette Gaona. We'd love to hear what you think. Bye, guys.
From producers Kevin Undergaro and Phil Svitek, engineer DJ Jesse Janity, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. If you have questions or comments, be sure to buzz us at info@AfterBuzzTV.com. And you can find us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter by searching for AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later. Hugs and kisses.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principal.